and welcome back to RomanianPod101.com. This is Beginner Season 1, Lesson 1, Investing in Some Romanian Fashions. Dana here.
Bună, I'm Mihai.
In this lesson, you'll learn about cases. The conversation takes place at a clothing store.
It's between Andreea Masanobu and a salesperson.
The speakers are strangers in a customer service setting. Therefore, they will speak formal Romanian. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Bună ziua! Aș dori să văd niște fuste.
Desigur, doriți și să probați?
Eu? Nu, mulțumesc. Îi cumpăr prietenei mele. Aveți ceva din piele?
Da, sunt la capătul coridorului.
Vă mulțumesc mult.
Dacă aveți vreo întrebare, nu ezitați să mă întrebați.
A, doresc un coș de cumpărături.
Luați-l pe acesta.
Listen to the conversation one more time slowly.
Bună ziua! Aș dori să văd niște fuste.
Desigur, doriți și să probați?
Eu? Nu, mulțumesc. Îi cumpăr prietenei mele. Aveți ceva din piele?
Da, sunt la capătul coridorului.
Vă mulțumesc mult.
Dacă aveți vreo întrebare, nu ezitați să mă întrebați.
A, doresc un coș de cumpărături.
Luați-l pe acesta.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Bună ziua, aș dori să văd niște fuste.
Hello, I'd like to see some skirts.
Desigur, doriți și să probați?
Sure, do you want to try them on?
Eu? Nu, mulțumesc. Îi cumpăr prietenei mele. Aveți ceva din piele?
Me? No, thank you. I'm buying them for my girlfriend. Do you have any made out of leather?
Da, sunt la capătul coridorului.
Yes, they're at the end of the aisle.
Vă mulțumesc mult.
Thank you very much.
Dacă aveți vreo întrebare, nu ezitați să mă întrebați.
If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask.
A, doresc un coș de cumpărături.
Oh, I want a shopping basket.
Luați-l pe acesta.
Take this one. In this conversation, we listen to a conversation in a clothing store. Is fashion important in Romania?
It is because it depends a lot on ideas, individuality, and authenticity.
Right, it's a reflection of personal choice and personal style.
Yes, and nowadays men in Romania are becoming increasingly more interested in fashion, and the common look now is lumbersexual.
Ooh, what's that?
Long beards, plaid shirts, boots, and an unobtrusive look.
What about Romanian women?
Of course, they're interested too. They follow trends from abroad, and women often prefer to buy their clothes in places like Paris, Milan, and London.
Has fashion in Romania changed since Romania left the communist regime?
Yes, access to the internet and opportunities to visit other countries definitely changed things.
I'm sure that exposed the people of Romania to some new things.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
zi.
Day.
Zi. Zi.
Next we have...
a dori.
To want.
A do ri. A dori.
Next we have...
fustă.
Skirt.
Fustă. Fustă.
Next we have...
aproba.
To try on.
A pro ba. Aproba.
Next we have
a cumpăra.
To buy.
A cumpăra. A cumpăra.
Next we have
piele.
Leather.
Piele. Piele.
Next we have
capăt.
End.
Capăt. Capăt.
Next we have
coridor.
Aisle.
Coridor. Coridor.
Next we have
întrebare.
Question.
Întrebare. Întrebare.
And last.
A ezita.
To hesitate.
A ezita. A ezita.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
la capătul,
meaning at the end of. Can you break this phrase down for us?
First is la, a preposition meaning at, and capătul comes from capăt.
This can mean head or end.
Adding ul changes it to the end.
You can use this phrase to indicate the location of a place or building.
You can use it in formal and informal settings.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, este o brutărie la capătul acestei străzi.
Which means, there is a bakery at the end of this street. Okay, what's the next word?
Vreo întrebare.
Meaning, any questions. Let's break this one down too.
First is vreo. It's an indefinite pronoun that means any. The second word is întrebare.
This means question. So the phrase together is, any questions?
You can use this phrase when you want to ask if anyone has any other questions.
Is this a formal phrase or an informal one?
It can be used for both.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, ai vreo întrebare?
Which means, do you have any questions? Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about cases. Firstly, what is a case in Romanian?
It's the form taken by a noun, pronoun, adjective, numeral, or article to express its function in a statement.
How many cases are there?
There are 5 grammatical cases: nominative, accusative, genitive, dative, and vocative.
Let's look at the nominative case in this lesson.
In Romanian, this is called cazul nominativ.
It's used to express the subject of action in a sentence.
So, nominative nouns respond to question words such as cine,
who,
and ce,
what.
Other questions you can ask are cine este and ce este,
who is and what is, respectively. We'll look at the other cases in more detail in later lessons. So now let's look at some prepositions.
Prepositions are non-flexible parts of speech that link an attribute to an object.
There are basic and compound prepositions.
An example of a basic preposition is pe, meaning on, and an example of a compound preposition is de la,
which means from. There is a table in the lesson notes that has several prepositions, so be sure to check them out. Most basic and compound prepositions are constructed with nouns, pronouns, adjectives, and numerals in the accusative case.
In the genitive case, we use prepositions such as asupra, meaning over, and contra, meaning against.
Next, let's look at the declension of nouns. This indicates whether a noun is singular or plural, its case, and the gender. There are some rules for this in the lesson notes, but we'll show the differences using examples. What is the lion in the nominative singular masculine form?
Leul. In the genitive singular masculine form, it is leului, lions. In the vocative singular masculine form, it is leule,
lion. Now let's check the plural forms. First, the nominative form, the lions.
Lei. The genitive plural form is leilor,
lions. And finally, the plural vocative form,
leilor,
lions.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Romanian on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Romanian Pod 101 lessons inside this app,
so you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to romanianpod101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
La revedere.
Bună ziua! Aș dori să văd niște fuste.
Desigur, doriți și să probați?
Eu? Nu, mulțumesc. Îi cumpăr prietenei mele. Aveți ceva din piele?
Da, sunt la capătul coridorului.
Vă mulțumesc mult.
Dacă aveți vreo întrebare, nu ezitați să mă întrebați.
A, doresc un coș de cumpărături.
Luați-l pe acesta.